Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Daily Limud of the Chofetz Chaim Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yonah David b'Shimon Yaakov HaLevi Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Livracha. We're holding Baruch Hashem in the Psicha of the Sefer Avas Chesed of Moran HaChofetz Chaim. Before we begin the Limud today, I want to share over a beautiful story that somebody else sent me in, and of course anybody in the Chabur is welcome to send in stories, and we will continue to share the amazing Chesed that the entire Chabur is doing together with the inspiration from the words of the Chofetz Chaim. The text says like this, it was received on Friday, a good night of Shabbos. When I got home from work yesterday, my wife told me that I needed to call the Rav to share with him that after yesterday's shiur, she was so inspired and motivated to reach out to several older homebound women and two members of the family who are among us, just to say hello and check in on them as to see how they are doing. One of them said, "Thank you so much for calling, and I wish you would be here to see the smile on my face after the phone call you gave me. Thank you for sharing such wonderful words of the Chofetz Chaim. Have a wonderful Shabbos." This is what it means to be an Ahavas Chesed, to be an Oyhev Chesed, just to keep your eyes open. I mean, if you think about it, there are so many minutes in a day, there are so many hours in a day. How long does it really take to take out your cell phone, of which, unfortunately, many of us spend so much wasted time, and just to dial a number of somebody who is alone, who's a grusha, who's an amana, who's elderly, who feels a little bit perhaps unmeaningful and not fulfilled in this world because they don't have a large family, they don't have tons of visitors. Imagine how much you can gain, how much you can accomplish, how much you can perform with a few swipes of your finger instead of going to things that are useless or bisbatel, things that can be forever and everlasting. It's an amazing story. And it just comes to demonstrate how chesed is not always requiring so much of us. It requires us just to think of opportunities. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will present them to us. We are continuing on in the Hakdama, the Psicha, where he mentions many, many examples in Kol HaTorah Kula where chesed was performed. We're going to cover Parshas Beshalach and Parshas Yisroi, last week and this week's Parsha, in today's shir. But before then, we go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. B'Pasuk Yudbeis Vayach Es HaMitzri Kedei LaHatzil HaMuka. When Moshe Rabbeinu clapped, he hit the Mitzri to save the one who was getting attacked. Upasuk Yud Zayin, Vayaka Moshe Vayeshion. Upasuk Yud Tes, Vatemarna Vegam Doloi Dala Lanu Vayash Gesatzayin. When he came to the Benois Yisroi, he went and he fed and he watered their sheep. Bashvii Vayuku Shoitre Bnei Yisrael. We know those who were overseeing the Yidden were also Yidden, and they chose to be the receivers of the punishment and refused to hit the Yidden. It's an amazing chesed that they did. They undertook all of the terrible, cruel lashes that the Mitzrayim gave to them in order they shouldn't have to give lashes to the Bnei Yisrael. Moshe took out the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this was Mida Keneged Mida, as the Mefarshim say, because Yosef buried Yaakov, took out the bones of Yaakov Avinu. Shezet shilim HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYosef, avor hachesed she'asa liYaakov b'kfur asay, kedi'isa b'soita. Zet keli va'anveyu, which is Shabbos Kufla Medgimol, abashal omer havei doimelo. Zet keli, this is my God va'anveyu, and I will replicate him. Mahu chanon, he's merciful v'rachum, af atahe chanon v'rachum. That's really what we're doing when we're doing chesed. We're imitating, we're acting in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one more, Uvaparshas Yisrael, the pasuk begins, Vayetze Moshe Likras Chosnei. Moshe went out to greet his shver. He went out to greet Yisrael. What was that? That wasn't just a hello, how are you? That was an act of Hachnasas Archim. Yisrael was coming into a foreign nation, far away from his home, far away from his land, and Moshe went out explicitly to go out and greet him. Hu HaKol Bichlal Hachnasas Archim. Shut me midas HaChesed. So we see almost all of Brachos, and now we've done many Parshiyos and Shmois. Shmois, Va'era, Boi, Bishalach, Yisroi are filled and filled with Chesed. Some Chasadim required tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, like the Shoitrim of Mitzrayim, of Bnei Yisrael, who took all the blows of Mitzrayim. That was tremendous, tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Other ones, not so challenging. Moshe going out to greet his Shver. There's a variety of Chasadim we can do. Sometimes it'll be difficult, sometimes not so much. But the idea is keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep your mind open to look out for opportunities. And with that, we can better ourselves and better the world around us. This chos of Aslima should be for our friends, for our families, for our kilos, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.